Glenn has given us an insight into the number of children and young people for whom we as a congregation have a responsibility. But on what terms? Fraser, can you pop up here a minute? Fraser, tell me, do you have anybody in the church this morning that's in your family? Yeah. Is your mum here? She is? Mum? Is your auntie here? Yeah. She's here as well? Yeah. Auntie Moira, have you come? What about Granny? Yeah. She's here as well? Granny, I know. And what about Grandad? Is he here too? Yeah, Grandad, you're not getting away with it. So Fraser, you're related to all of these people?
Yeah, really, trust me.
Are they your family? Yeah. They're your family, and you're related to all of them. Yeah? Yeah. Right, you can go and sit down, family. You can go and sit down there. So that's Fraser's family. His mum and his granny and his auntie and his granddad, they're all related to each other. Joanne, come here. Janice. Wait a minute. Are you related to Janice? Is she your mum?
No.
No? So Janice and Joanna aren't related, okay. Let me see. Andrew. Come here. Are you related to Andrew?
No.
Is he your uncle?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you related to Janice?
No.
No? So you're not related? None of you? Is this kind of rubbish? Mr. Allen, come here. Are you related to Mr. Allen?
No.
Are you sure he's not your granddad?
No.
You positive?
Yes.
And you're not related to Mr. Allen?
No.
No, no, okay. None of you are related to each other. This is getting a bit difficult. But are you family?
No.
No. But you see, you are family. Because you're all part of God's family. Whether you're Mr. Allen or Andrew or Janice or Joanne, although you're not related to each other, you're all part of God's family. Here in St. John's, you can all go down now, family number two. Do you think these people on the screen are related to each other? No. Why? Because they're different colours. Because James doesn't come from Malawi, does he? No. But all these boys and girls are our friends. They're the boys and girls that we write to. And they're part of our family of God. So we've got all these different relationships that are going on. Younger people, older people, people in different countries, but all part of God's family. As a church, we make promises when children come to be baptized. As a congregation, you all stand up and you're asked, do you, as representatives here of Christ Church, welcome into the family these children and promise them your friendship, support and prayers? When you stand up to take that baptismal promise, how seriously do you take it? When you stand up to take that baptismal promise, it's quite easy to welcome that little baby into the church, into the family of God. Because that little baby doesn't run about. It doesn't make a noise, generally. And it doesn't really get in the way of us as adults worshipping God. As that little baby gets a bit older, do we still remember to pray for that little baby? When they come into church on a Sunday morning, Do we welcome them into the family of God? If they don't come to church on a Sunday morning and we meet them in the street, do we welcome them as part of the family of God? On a Sunday morning, I want you to be honest with yourselves in your heads. When the kids go out to Sunday school or to youth church, are you secretly quite pleased that you can get on with church and worshipping God, and they can do that for themselves? Or do you embrace days like today, when we're all together as the family of God? Yes, it's a bit more chaotic than you're used to, and maybe it's a little bit noisier, but it's still worshipping God. I want you to also think about how you learned about being in the family of God. How did you come to understand what it meant to be part of God's family? And I would bet that for most of you, it was through older people taking an interest in you, asking how you were, making you feel welcome, sharing in your life and letting you share in them. And so I want to challenge us as a congregation. I want to challenge myself and our staff in the youth church, but also you as a congregation, to take an active interest in the children of our church. Because it's through you that they will believe that they are part of God's family. It's through you that they will understand what true friendship and love through God really is. And so I challenge you to think about one of them and get to know them. Talk to them. Don't be afraid of them. They don't bite. Well, not all the time. And they're interesting people. They've got interesting stories. Some of them are starting primary school. Some of them are starting secondary school. Some of them will have exams next year. Some of them are interested in music. Some are interested in drama. Some are interested in football. Find out what it is they're interested in. What makes them tick? Some of them are fabulous artists. I'm astounded by the things that I learn from them. And then pray for them. Have them in your prayers. What I'd really like to do, and we've spoke to the session about it, is for us to pray for the 80 children that are involved in our church. So to do that, I need 80 people that are prepared to be involved in that mission to our children and young people. So that you would pray for one of our 80 children and young people. You'll get a bit of information and a photo, and you'll be able to pray for them, whether they're in the church, whether they're in the youth church, whether they're in Boys Brigade or the Scouts, or they're in Jaffa or Jaffa 2. You have a stake in them, and they have a stake in you. Because if they don't feel welcome and they don't feel part of this congregation, they'll find somewhere where they are welcome. Their football club will welcome them. Their youth club will welcome them. Their running club will welcome them. Their drama group will welcome them. So we need, when they make choices, to feel that this is the place where they feel at home, where they feel safe, and they feel able to grow and learn as part of the family of God. And if you do that, we'll make you a deal, won't we, boys and girls? We'll pray for them, won't we? We'll pray for them as we're in youth church, and we'll pray for them when we're at home. And together as the family of God, we will grow as the people here in Curlewick and in St John's. And God will bless us together as we are family.